Oh boy. I mean, like, I don't know. What are you guys going to do for election day? Just sit back, watch TV, watch Trump roll in.
I'm going to go to bed at 9:30.
that's what I did in 2016. I was like, I'm not invested in this at all. And honestly, when I went to bed, it looked like pretty normal. It looked like I went to bed really early, so it looked like Hillary was going to win. And then I woke up the next morning and I'm like, oh, whoa.
It took a while to start happening. Yeah. Yeah. This time my plan is like, I don't want to watch any live streams. I don't want to watch any like fucking news feeds. I'm just going to like play video games or play music or something. Just do something distracting. I'll probably check Twitter a lot and see what's happening. But like, I can't change anything by watching a fucking endless feed for hours. So why bother?
I think I'm going to invent a drinking game.
You're going to invent an alcohol poisoning game. Any drinking game tied to the election is going to be way too extreme for anybody with less than 20 gallons of blood in their body.
Well, yeah, no, I'm trying to die, which is why I'm going to be drinking whenever I'm going to have Nate Silver's predictions open, and I'm going to be drinking whenever he gets something wrong.
They're calling him the drunkest man of all time. The most hammered podcaster in existence, supplanting the previous record of Matt Crisman when he was hammered on their live stream.
So if any of our Patreons want to donate a liver, I may need one in about 72 hours.
Mm-hmm. If you donate a liver, you get to hear the ultra secret bonus episodes, which is all the problematic jokes we make before the podcast starts recording that we can never actually record.
We are all extremely problematic.
That's right. That's right.
Correct.
Not going to back me up on this, guys.
I use all my toaster strudel icings on the first three toaster strudels, and then I just discard the last three.
That's so sad. To get a toaster strudel out and there's no icing, there's no cum to drizzle on.
I don't even return my shopping carts.
That's horrible.
You don't return your shopping carts? You sick fuck. What do you do at Aldi? Where the quarter's in the thing.
You
need your quarter back.
You got a little quarter on a string, Bart Simpson style.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Todd is like one devious motherfucker.
Bender in the suicide booth, this one.
That's right. Yeah, I'm extremely cool. No, I mean, I usually go into Aldi for like two things. And then by the time I'm like halfway through, I've got massive armfuls and I'm just like weighed down by everything.
I'm not going to use
some sort of implement to carry these things. I'm not a pussy. I end up just carrying a million things to the checkout line with no
cart. I don't understand why you would go into Aldi for two things, because Aldi's where you buy your staples. You go to other places for your two and three things. You can get nice stuff.
I don't know about that, John.
Cheap as fuck.
Staples that's where you buy
your
rice
and your
staples.
Bread and your bagels and shit.
Todd's buying bulk rice, but he's like, well, I don't have a basket, and a bag seems like it's for pussies. So he just has his hands cupped full of dry rice and spilling out, and he walks over to the register and is like, can you please weigh this for me, but make sure you put it back in my hands when you're done.
Oh my God. That kind of reminds me though of like, did you ever see this thing that was going around a few years ago where this lady was like, I eliminated all plastic product waste from my life. I bring my own reusable bags to the store and like never buy anything that came wrapped in plastic and all this like extravagant shit. And I was watching the video and I was like, no, you don't. I don't believe that anybody does this. This is not possible. Fuck you.
It sounds like a hellish life.
This is lying on the internet for clout.
Yeah, I think she said she like took a little mason jar to like buy toothpaste in bulk, like toothpaste and shampoo and all these things. Well, think about it. Like anything that comes in a little plastic tube or a plastic container, that's a no-go. So you gotta like just the thought of a store that's a bunch of big like metal bulk bins full of toothpaste and you scoop out some toothpaste. Like what's growing in there? It's a fucking new life.
It is so much more likely that we'll figure out how to bioengineer an organism that eats plastic then that will be necessary. Come on.
Or that anyone will do that.
I'm just saying, can't like a candy store where you go in and you get it all like out of the machines, you open the little flap and it falls into your bag or whatever, but it's toothpaste. I'm just saying, $1 million idea.
No.
It's on the table.
I got a billion dollar idea. Those are always so dusty.
It's like the supermarket self-serve station for all the like dried fruits and nuts and things. But for strains of weed.
Oh.
You know, that's good.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a revelation on par with the ecstatic exultancy that I felt when I walked into my local gas station and they had moved the blunts from behind the counter to out into the main area of the store.
That's called building community trust.
That's correct.